defensively.
On the right side, Ian again. In and out. Rebound, Cleary.
Rebound. The kick what a out. Pass.
It's Dominique again. He's there got the record. 85 and a new record holder in Galesburg High School boys basketball. 9-0 Silver Streaks. And here is the record holder joining us now, junior Ian Dominique. Congratulations, young man. It was quite a performance here today, and you've really gotten things hot here in the second half of the season. We talked from time to time early on. It was like, boy, we just haven't gotten Ian going. What's it been like in this second half of the season?
In Taylorville, I wasn't really doing so hot, and I was talking to Coach Hawk, and he told me to just have fun and not let the burden weigh me down on my shoulders. So I came into the second half of the season trying to have fun, had my confidence back up, so I just started shooting it. And I said at the beginning of the year against Kane, because I'm pretty sure I went like 1-for-7, and I told the interviewer, I said they're going to start falling more into the year, so that's what happened.
Yeah, they have been falling. I like Brad said, the second half of the season, you've taken your game to another level. I mean, is that a conscious effort to take your game to this next level?
Yeah, it's not only me. Obviously, we have a great group of guys here. I wouldn't have been able to do it without my teammates.
Exactly.
The other four, the guys that come off the bench and move the ball to me too. You know, it's just a team effort, and I don't want to take credit for all of it because they were with me along the entire year. So I appreciate those guys for doing that. I appreciate the coaches too for allowing me to shoot the ball as much as I do. So I really appreciate that. And the fans too, all of them, you know, come up to me after the games and tell me good job no matter how I played. So it's just a community effort, and I really appreciate everybody that was there along the way with it.
At what point did you become aware that you were getting close to a single-season record for threes?
A couple weeks after the Rantoul game, somebody told me that I was close to breaking the most in a single game. So then they looked at it in the yearbook and seen that the most in a season was like, 84?
84.
And I knew I could get it. So then I didn't think about it going into games, but I knew eventually if I kept playing how I was playing that eventually it would be a marker that I could hit and a milestone I could personally get for myself.
Because I wonder what that's like, because you don't want it to dominate your thoughts, and
exactly.
You don't want to put extra pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering what kind of your mindset is coming into the game with that in the back of your mind, and I'm assuming not trying to let it become the main thing.
Yeah, in the locker room before the game, guys were asking me, they're like, how many were you away? Or I was like, what are you talking about? Away from what? Like, three-point record. I was like, what three-point record? I don't know what you're talking about. And, you know, family members asking me about it, and I was like, I don't want to talk about it. I was like, I just want to get the game going. I want to win the game and move on to the Rock Island game. My first priority is not to break the three-point record, just to keep the season going as long as we can and hopefully
that's
make
right.
it safe.
That's a good thing to hear.
That's the goal.
Well, congratulations, young man. I don't think we're going to have much of a debate on the Dave's Crunch Time.
Probably not, no.
I think we can give it out right now. I think you're going to win it today.
Appreciate it.
Let me ask you one more thing.
Yep.
When the shot went down, what's going through your mind?
When
you know you had it.
Well, I missed a two before that. And I don't miss three in a row. So I was like,
right.
This one's going in. I was like, that's it right there. And I just got back on defense. It was like one moment of like being grateful for what just happened. And then when they called the timeout, that's when I really took it in, was able to enjoy the moment.
Well, you had another one after that even. You got
then,
the record, then you hit another one. I saw that leap you made out there going into the timeout.
Yeah. It was hype.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Appreciate
congratulations. Great game and congratulations. We will see you Wednesday night.
And keep adding to it. Let's add some more Wednesday.
Ian Dominique joining us. And, yes, no doubt about it, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Now the single-season three-point record holder –